You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Boy, oh boy, do I have a great show for you guys. You know, it's fun to meet entrepreneurs that, like, they match your energy or they give you more. And I've met one of the such an entrepreneurs at the Expo West in Anaheim, probably about a good four and a half weeks ago. And this brand is so fun and energetic, and just, they lean all in and have a good time. They don't take themselves too seriously because they have a beautiful brand, beautiful energy. Welcome, Steve Gautier from Pura Soda. Ah, and he popped her.
How to do it.
Timing, cheer. I would cheers you, but Steve, where's my soda? I drank it. Oh, Steve, welcome to the startup. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Monique?
I'm doing really great, too. And I want to just say thank you for donating some refreshment to the celebrities and influencers during Oscars week with Mariana Group in Beverly Hills. People were excited about your cans.
Everybody's always excited about my cans. No, I love the photos. It looked like people are having a good time.
Yes, yes. That was just a little carrot that I was dangling there. So we'll have some more for you. But I really want to capture the essence of your brand on the show, because when you're starting up, people think it's so serious and you have to be so mean and you have to be. And I, when I walked into your booth at Expo West, the whole crew, you guys were just in accord and it was happy crew. Even the cards were happy. And I just want you to lean in and tell us about the origin story of the brand, your South African roots, and why you guys are so fun, and why you have, how did you make this soda so low in calories? So we'll go full screen and let Steve talk.
You got it. Well, first, a little bit about Pura. Basically, I'm Steve Gaither, CMO of Pura Beverage Company. Long story short, what a mission to really simplify how folks drink beverage, right? Stripping down all the noise at the beverage aisle, real cane sugar, just less of it, no stevia, no fake stuff. And whether it's our sodas, our kids drink, or Mediterranean sea salt hydration, we really focus on doing the little things that make a big difference. Or as we put it, life doesn't have to be a lot, just live a little Pura. So the company, actually the founder, Greg, was CEO of Coca-Cola in North Africa, and sitting around doing the grind, and he's like, man, there's got to be a better way, right? So that really inspired him to create something that just had real sugar, less of it, four simple ingredients, and really just dial it back. He knew, he had a big insight that a lot of people wanted to be a little bit better each day, right? And it was not about going 100%, you know, vegan or sugar free or whatever. They just they wanted to do a little bit better today than yesterday. So we came up with a pretty simple formula of using just, I'll start with the soda, just four simple ingredients, right? Carbonated water, fruit extracts, and just the right amount of sugar, using real cane sugar. And all of a sudden you had this great drink that was, I like to say, out flavors the sparkling waters and under sugars the soda, just for that tweener drink that just feels right, you know. And out of that same inspiration, he also launched a kids line that had four simple ingredients, no juice. The basic premise was, hey, pediatricians are limiting sugar to about 4 ounces, or limiting juice to about 4 ounces a day. So what do you do for the other 23 hours? So we created a low sugar hydration drink with just four simple ingredients. And at Expo West, which I hope you had a chance to try, we also launched our hydration drink, which is in a can, which is pretty unique, but also the same four ingredients from our soda, just fruit extracts, flat, not carbonated water, a little bit of sugar, and then sea salts along the way. So we did launch in the U.S. I met Greg probably, I don't know, two plus years ago when he came over to the U.S. He raised some capital along the way, and then I came on full time. The first thing we did was rebrand the company, because his competition in South Africa was Pepsi and Coke. And there, once again, he's number two. Coke's number one. Pura's number two. Pepsi's number three. But he had a silver can that worked really well for him in South Africa. But when you get to the U.S., you know, you've got a whole different level of competition. You have Poppy, Olipop, Spindrift, just a whole wall full of competition. So for a founder, I got to admit, he's pretty open. I mean, this was his baby, and he had major success in South Africa. So went through, recreated the design, or created a new design that popped off the shelf, created a blue brand block for Pura, really got the flavor across, called out the sugar, to just put a flag in the ground with either 12 or 13 grams of sugar. What most people don't realize is there is no soda out there with less than 20 grams of sugar that doesn't have some sort of stevia or high intensity sugar blend. We're the only ones out there. So really put a flag on the ground, called that out. And, you know, we really started to make an impact. We're launching. We got the product over in October, and we started talking to retailers over Q4 last year, and we landed a big one, probably the best one we could have hoped for, which is we're going live in Sprouts nationwide on April 15th with three of our SKUs, and that's a big day for us. The game's beginning. We've got a great team. I've got my friend Andrew, head of sales, my friend Dom I work with out of South Africa, and Greg, obviously the founder. We've got a really good crew, and getting ready to take over the U.S.
Okay. Congratulations on Sprouts. See, I wasn't going to spill the soda, aka tea. I was going to let you do it, Steve. What a beautiful story. And I like that folks, it's different in every market when you're putting something out, like anything else, you know, with soda. And I really like that you were honest about what you can and can't do with the sugar, right? And I know we're very obsessed with that. And just explaining to folks, you know, this is what you can expect from a quality. And I like that you have described it between a sparkling water and a full-fledged soda. I tend to lean towards the sparkling waters all day, but I was excited about yours because I am Celsius heavy to cut out coffee. But when I want a soda, it's now it's Pura. Let's talk about you a little bit. You are obviously talented, and you know, you came aboard and you're helping put more visibility to the brand. Tell me about your founder story, your startup story. Like, how did you get into this? How did you become like a brand maker?
I always say two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts do, right? You screw up and change your thing. Right?
What happens if you had more than three?
I got into the industry. I had a creative agency. Originally, all my clients were bars, nightclubs, and restaurants.
Okay.
Because I liked to drink. I didn't like to wait in line, and I needed help with the ladies. I don't drink anymore. I go to bed at 10 o'clock, and my wife still says I need help with the ladies. I ended up getting into the food and bev world, and I started my own agency. It was just me figuring out how to run and create an agency, and hired some great people around me and started to get some good clients around the way, and had some good mentors in the space in the food and bev world. I worked with Tim Zimmer, who was CMO of Smithfield, just an amazing guy. Alan Murray, who was the CEO of Good Belly. I had the opportunity to work with those two guys over the years. Really just got into food and bev along the way. And then I became a partner in a VC fund, me and a couple other guys. And there were some good companies in there like Pacha Soap and Busy Coffee and Farmer's Fridge is sort of in the mix. And then my agency got acquired by a large food and bev broker.
You know you're doing something right if you're getting acquired. That's the word of the day, children. Acquired, right?
That's everybody's
dream when you're running an agency, right?
Well, I was trying to learn the entire way. You know, I didn't know anything about building an agency, and I built an agency. I didn't know anything about investment. I became an investor and part of a fund and learned a lot along the way. And same thing with brokerage, right? I got acquired by a broker, became CMO of the organization, and learned a lot about what happens from the distributor and the retailer side. And then when I left the brokerage agency, I was like, let's just go have fun. And so, you know, that's when I, when all my handcuffs were off, et cetera, that's when I met Greg and I was like, okay, this is kind of like the Karate Kid, you know, wax on, wax off.
Remember that.
All these things for the brands and working with brands and being a part of some great stories, like taking real good fruits from a brown paper bag prototype to a $250 million in revenue company. But yeah, it still wasn't my story. So this sort of gave me a chance. And Greg, an incredible founder who built a great team out of SA and gave me the power to start to build a good team in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
Let's go.
Put all that together, you know, do the
movie. it's a serendipitous story of entrepreneurship. You know, you've done your legwork. You got that seal of approval for yourself and for your family, and you got what you needed. And then you were able to help someone else, and you met Greg, and that synergy. That's the magical thing when you really do just push through. A lot of startups are, you know, it's challenging to get there. So I really love being in the company of someone who has done that. And it does, it is a top-down approach, because the minute I stepped to your booth, I was like, okay, this booth and that booth. I was doing an aisle check. I'm like, this booth and this booth are the best booths. And yours had the best energy. Everybody was happy. You didn't, you know, take yourself so seriously. And I can see that the culture that you've curated is a relaxed, but you get things done, but you are having fun. It's a fun brand. And by the way, I am wearing this because I match your cans. I just want you to know, also laundry day around this house. But
well, I mean, for the folks that don't know about the Expo West thing, so what we did was, we could have did very expensive, crazy things like have Jay-Z at the booth or fly or whatever, right? And right. What's more authentic to the brand that admit, hey, we're a couple older guys around. Let's own that. And, you know, we have these kind of bright, colorful, a little bit cheesy, but in a fun way, shirts, almost wine type shirts, are like, let's just own it, you know? So we created a fake story that we were a boy band big in the 90s, somewhere overseas that you never heard of, but we were over there and we were really big, and we decided to, you know, Backstreet Boys and everybody came back. So it was time for our reunion too. And look, 80,000 people showed up for a concert here in Anaheim for Expo.
In Anaheim. Yeah, and you've got Mickey Mouse in the background. So you
we had concert posters, our business cards became trading cards, which cheesy stuff. The whole point is just not to take yourself too seriously. It goes back to the brand idea, which is you know, life doesn't have to be a lot, man. Just mellow out. Live a little Pira. You know, you don't have
live
to
a little Pira.
You know, you just be a little better today than you were yesterday and have a little bit of fun along the way.
Great, great messaging. We need that. We need that now as entrepreneurs. And so congratulations on helping launch the Higher Visibility campaign here in America. I'm a fan. You're stuck with me all year. I'm going to be calling you when I have things. You're just stuck with me. You're going to have to deal with it. So but thank you so much. And I want to show the can again. And where can people... We just dropped that they are going to be in Sprouts on tax day. Get your tax dollars and get you a couple cases of Pura soda, everybody.
Yeah, so it's obviously at Sprouts nationwide starting April 15th. It might take a couple of days to roll into your store. You can buy it at drinkpura.com, and you can also get it on Amazon. So once again, we not only have the sodas, we have 6 incredible flavors. We have kids drink boxes. We've got 5 different flavors there. Great. And we'll be launching hydration online relatively soon too.
I'm so excited. So will you do the hydration, like the packs, like the little
packs? It's actually in cans here.
That's exciting.
In cans. So most of your hydration, think of like your Gator Lights or liquid IVs, but in a can format. 300 ml, and once again getting those sea salt electrolytes for a higher bioavailability. And if you go look in the ingredients of some of those drinks, they're just crap, you know.
Yeah. So
for the hydration, it's 5 simple ingredients including the sea salt, so it's about as clean as you're going to find out there.
Well, congratulations to Greg, the founder. Congratulations to you and your team. I'm very excited to partner with you again in the fall for the F Cancer Gala with Greg Berlanti. You're going to be providing some refreshments for us.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring it on.
I'm excited. All right, Steve, thank you for being here. Pura Soda, you guys. Live Pura. See you soon, dear.
Monique, a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye, dear. All right, guys, Pura Soda. Okay, it's great because it's warming up and it's, you know, the cleanest soda you're going to get. And I'm really loving their energy. And like I said, top down, you know, it starts from the culture of the brand starts from the top. So you can see that these people are having fun and they're giving you something really good and high quality in your beverage. So Pura Soda, check them out. Now we're going to move to music and talent and beauty and excellence. So we have Stephanie Michaela here, you guys. She was here last year. Welcome back to the startup, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Yay. It's so good to see you. Yay.
I know. It's good to see you.
Last time. I couldn't wait for this. I was super excited about it.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your Sunday with us. I know that you are a busy woman in the studio making music with your people. Yeah. Your team is amazing. Shout out to Dead Horse. They are amazing. I'm loving what you're pushing out. Your photo shoots, your new music, you're in the studio. Mm-hmm. Something changed since the last time we spoke. I want to know what you've been doing differently, Stephanie, because we can see it, girl.
Oh, really? Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Well, I can
figure this out. I have the camera. Tell me if I'm looking, like, sometimes I feel like I'm looking at you, but then I need to look here. I don't know what's happening, but.
You just do it. You know what's
okay. I think as time has gone on, I've found the person I've always been looking for. Like, yeah. I have become the artist I've always wanted to be. And I have the confidence now, and I'm just, like, ready to go. So I put out the EP. It's all good. And yeah. I'm just looking forward to see, you know, what's going to come next. I just don't know. So
yes, you're an example of someone on the show. Sorry to cut you off there, Stephanie. There's a little lag here. Forgive me, but you're someone that is an example that I've had on the show over almost 7 years in September for my show. And it's a grassroots show. Thank you. People see me in cars and airports. You know, it is what it is. I think people like my show because it's tangible and it's real, but you know what I mean? So, but what I love about you is that you just leaned in. You're like, I have a big, big, beautiful family. I have a big, beautiful life. And I am still going to do the things I want to do for my dream. Speak to that mom. Let's go full screen. Reintroduce yourself to the audience. Speak to that mom, dad, entrepreneur that feels like they don't have time to really lean all in on their dream. Let's go full screen, Sam.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I knew that something was missing. And I probably spoke to you about this before. And I knew that I just couldn't figure out what I had to do to feel whole again, because I did not think that I would ever get back into music again. So I can't even explain. So something that you've been so passionate about for so long, like, it's really, really hard to just kind of throw it to the side and be like, forget it. I got to find something new. It's going to eventually creep back up. And you're going to be possibly bitter about the fact that you didn't continue on with that path, or you're going to find something that fills that void that is kind of equal to what you've always been passionate about. I feel like given the opportunity to get back into music again, just because I wound up in the studio and I didn't know where that was going to take me about 3 years ago, but I knew once I stepped back in there, I was like, oh my goodness, this is what I need to be doing to fill that void. Nothing else is going to take the place of my love for music. I knew I wasn't done with music. I think that I basically just had to go through different experiences in life to make a full circle to come back to it. And having this back in my life has just enhanced everything in regards to any relationship I have, whether it's my husband or my kids or friendships. I have a lot more to bring to the table. And because of what I'm going through with music, I'm able to speak to others and say, hey, like, let's talk about it. Is there something that you'd want to get back into or just try? Because I want to see how that would change your life, the way it's changed mine. It's really, I feel so excited I feel so excited because I don't know what's coming next.
And, yeah, I'm excited too because I can see
when I meet someone, where that person will take me, or what we can, how we can collaborate together, or just it's cool because I'm at a stage where I have five kids, and it's like, oh, I mean, there's a lot going on to be able to juggle it, but I have to make time for myself. I have to, and I feel like the weeks that I am not able to work with my vocal coach or get into the studio, I get a little nervous. Like, I need to get back in there because it really fills my cup.
Good. That's a great message. So I think takeaway.
I can't hear you, Monique.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. Well, we'll have to improvise. Mm-hmm. But yes, can you hear me now?
Oh no, you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Okay, I'll type to you. Let's see. Hang tight. She's gonna come right back. And I think the message here. Thank God for. Like typing, right, guys? See, you know, that typing class you took in school? It's really good. Okay. I wanted to say what Stephanie was sharing is that message for folks that feel overwhelmed. She's got five children and a husband and a life. And, you know, it's really inspiring to hear her saying, I'm going to carve out time. Hey, there you are, Stephanie.
Yes.
That's okay. I was recapping what you were sharing, and you have a life, you have kids, you have a husband.
Yeah.
You are carving out something for you. Cause if mom's not happy, everybody can forget it.
Right.
You've got to do what's been calling you, and you don't want to restart something that you're not this passionate about.
I don't think I really have time to delve into like a whole new hobby. I think just kind of working on my passion and just really get in there with my coach and just fixing things that I've always wanted to fix and try out new ways of doing this and doing that. That's what I have the time for. I mean, I love to learn new stuff, but I don't have that much time in the day. So I'm doing what I love and just trying to just go day by day. I really do want to inspire other people. And I don't want it to look like everything is glamorous. I'm really trying to show that other side of me as well. Life is difficult. We go through a lot of stuff. Like, I have a lot of stuff going on personally right now that, like, I mean, eventually I will talk about. And just trying to navigate that and make everybody happy and then make myself happy. And just, it's a lot.
Let's just, you know what? Let's have a startup moment, everybody. Let's have a collective deep breath.
I know.
It is a lot to keep the house going. It's a lot to I'm doing laundry and I'm just like, I need someone to come to me. I have things to do. I've got emails. I'm planning a wedding this year. I don't have children. I have a bulldog with special needs. That's not even a fraction of what you do. You have human beings.
No, everyone's got, I mean, when they compare and everyone goes, oh, how do you have five kids? I mean, two kids, one kid. It's all a lot. We all go through all this same school stuff, like navigating all these different emotions. I think I'm like losing it. Like,
you're not losing it. And by the way, the world is on fire. No matter where you stand, anywhere on the political spectrum, this show's not a political show, but we all collectively feel that there are shifts and changes and things that aren't so great. But I want you to know, I found this is what's been helping me. Is that at night I'll take a little pen and pad at right by my bedstand. You know, I have my grandparents' photo there, and I look at them every morning and every night before I go to bed. And yes, they're my people. And so I have a little paper and I go, okay, what did I forget? So I write down what has to happen when after I get up and I get myself centered. But I dump everything in my mind onto a piece of paper near my bed, so it feels safe. Not lost in an email or in my office, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives me permission to shut the engines down. And I'm putting more systems in. I'm doing like a mental health Saturday where I'm I'm not answering a phone call unless it's an absolute emergency.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, you can't get me on Saturday, really. A good D check in, but like I'll take a look and see if anything's on fire. But nothing, if you've done everything right all week, it shouldn't be on fire. Right. And you put systems. But what systems do you find in your music, in your writing? Like, what's your creative process for that person that wants to restart their dream in this genre?
It's just kind of like coming up with your story that you want to tell and you want the world to know about.
Okay.
And being able to put that like out there and be vulnerable and hope that that really hits somebody.
Yeah.
And that's why each song that I've written, it tells like a period of my life. Yeah. And that's what I plan to keep going and going. And I have another single I'm about to release. It's called Let Me See the Real You. April 17th. I'm really excited. I know. I was really, really excited. I'm really excited about this one. It's kind of like, here's the EP Turning Pages, which is amazing. And I'm so happy about, but now it's like, okay, let me see the real you. Look what I just showed you me.
Oh,
okay. I showed you who I am. So I want to see what you guys can do. Because if you guys do what I'm doing for yourself, let's see that version. Because then I feel like, which we might have talked about before, is that more people will be happier for one another. Because now you've decided to strip down everything. You're showing me who you are. And it's like the sky is the limit. And we have so much pressure with all this social media going on. And I mean, just everything you can get sucked in and like, look at this and look at that and compare and contrast and all the things. And
Don't do it.
Let's just see
you.
It. Like,
show me the real you.
Endless possibilities.
Yes.
You open up that, you know, release it and okay.
I'm excited. Okay. So show me the real you. Let's get into it. It's coming April 17th. Stephanie Michaela. What about this release is something that stands out and why you're so excited? And it's the spring anthem, maybe it's releasing and cleaning.
It's like a dance fun. It's very different than my other
I like
tracks.
A dance song.
It's very fun. It's freeing. It's a really freeing track. It's written with Nittany Paris, who's an incredible songwriter, produced by Mark Dorflinger. And we just hit it off. And it's very authentic. And when we came up with this idea, I was like, you know what? Like, come on, like everyone, let's see it. Let's see. Like, I have to give myself credit because.
Give it.
And I do only because I can't believe that I didn't care that I put myself back in like out there after being a mom of five, not even caring what anyone thinks.
Right. You can't believe you didn't overthink it. Yeah.
I do normally care about what people think. I think I'm very sensitive. So the fact that I was like, whatever, here I am. I haven't been singing forever. You guys, half of you out here don't even know that I'm a singer. And hi, internet.
Like, maybe you turned the page to that, Michaela, the Stephanie Michaela on that, right? Maybe that served you then, but it's not serving you where you're going now.
Right. So now it's like, I'm out there. Here I am. I don't even care. I will continue to be showing everyone the real me. I'm really trying to get in there to be a little bit more vulnerable with like online and maybe even be a little bit more approachable. Maybe I'm not as approachable just because I just need to be more authentic. And that's who I am as a person anyway. So I got to give more of that to everybody.
What's the year for that? It's the year for that. All of it's coming.
So it's like, I am who I am. I've got 5 kids, 4 dogs, like, I actually enjoy like on the weekends just staying home and just when I can and just controlling the house and just getting everything organized for the next week. So you got to do that when there's so many of them.
You know what? Listen, you're an inspiration. I'm just saying the 5 kids and the 4 animals and you and your husband and your family and your friends and all the thing. So like you really are an inspiration for folks. And I need you to understand that like, you are starting up every week, right? You're meal prepping. You're looking at the calendar. Startup isn't just about businesses. It's a home function. You're the nucleus.
It's so hard, right?
Like I was talking to Steve earlier. So I meal prep just for myself and a couple people, but like it's a thing.
I mean, I don't even go to regular markets. You know, I did not do that.
Yeah.
It's only Costco and it's like, major bulk, and everyone thinks I'm crazy for buying what I buy, but I have to. It's just, and then it's not even that. It's the kids, and then the kids' friends, and then there's 5 of them, and they all have friends, and there's just a lot going on at all times. And then I can't keep. I mean, I'm a real person. I can't keep up with the emails from all the teachers because they all. I mean, I split up my twins, so there, of course, no one's in the same class. So there's all these different emails, different grades, different things. Kids are in trouble. I'm at the school. Like, I mean, there's
too much going on.
Right?
You've got so much content for new music that you don't have albums coming out your ears for many years, you guys. Stephanie Michaela, I want to tell you, in spite of all those moving parts, your skin is popping, girl. I don't know what you're wearing. I haven't even, like, oh my God, I got all this stuff from Oscars Week.
Thanks, your skin, Monique.
Glowing, girl. You glow, girl.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm going to say it's glowing. Mike, I feel like I'm glowing right now because this was a win-win weekend because my kids got along. Like, I couldn't believe it. They, like, did slip and slide outside. They were being very creative. You know when you have those moments where they're, like, getting along?
Yeah.
So I had that. So I think I had some time to, like, refresh. I went in my spa by myself, and now I'm glowing from the sun.
There you go. You guys, this is the real deal. Look at this, Stephanie. Stephanie, are you open to doing soundtracks and tracks for, like, films and documentaries? I know I asked you that maybe before, but, like, where are you at with that, like, projects, like licensing music?
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm working with, actually the person, the people that I wrote with, Let Me See the Real You. We're doing stuff for that as well. And we're just going to see what happens. I'm open to anything. I don't have any shows scheduled at the moment. So I'm kind of taking a backseat just because there was some stuff going on. Like I spoken earlier, just I had to just kind of really center myself and be like, okay, family, we got to take care of stuff that goes on here. I got to make sure everyone's happy at all times.
Yeah.
Because crap and things happen in life. Yeah. And then when I can, I mean, I will always be in the studio. I will always be working with my vocal coach. I will perform when I can, but it's hard with a family. You know, I'm not going to go out on tour. That's not happening.
Well, that's never say never, Stephanie. Right before you said that, honestly, I was thinking, I bet you she's going to go to Vegas and, like, do some dates. I bet you.
Oh, that's funny because I have someone I'm working with too, and they're like, come out to Vegas. I have some.
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked up on something. I don't know. I don't know. I'm no psychic, but sometimes I have moments. I don't know.
Oh, I do too. Did we talk about this? I have, like, super intuitions all the time, and I just gotta roll with it.
Roll with it.
It's kind of exciting.
I want to drop a song in your hat. I'm gonna talk to your people, through your people. But I have a song for my endemic project song, and my fiance wrote the lyrics on his guitar, and I was trying to sing, and I was laughing through it. I put it on my Instagram. I'm like, you guys, I can't sing. I gotta.
Oh, I want to hear.
But they're good words and they're good lyrics. So yeah, I need someone with a voice because
we're gonna talk offline. Yeah. Like, let me see the real you, Monique.
You're gonna see it, girl. I've been showing it. You're awesome. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for shining and really bright. And guess what? Not everything, as entrepreneurs, as mothers, as friends, as aunties, as people, not everything that comes across your desk requires your immediate attention. You can control your ship and you can set the cadence.
I agree. And I really like your Saturdays. I might wind up doing my Saturdays like your Saturdays.
Do it. Give yourself, you have permission. Do it.
Yeah.
Be more European about your week. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Got to set boundaries too.
That's like, it. Definitely. Healthy boundaries are to keep us both safe. So it's good.
Yeah. I know.
Will you come back? I need you to come back.
I will always
come back. I need my shot of Stephanie in my arms.
I will always come back and I will always have a story for you. We didn't delve super deep. It would take up like hours and hours of your time, but I'm always ready.
I love it. We can kiki all day, but real quick before we let you go, I want to tell the listeners and the viewers that Stephanie Michaela did a intimate coffee and sign and sing event. Real quick, give us a recap. How did it go?
It was good. Yeah, it was really small, really small, and it was just basically
it was intimate.
I spoke about turning pages and what it meant to me and how it really tells a story of my journey up until this point. And it was just nice to speak with women that are doing stuff for themselves as well and have all these goals and just, it's nice to be able to connect with people that have passions as well, because then we can kind of really really delve into how it does make such a difference. And I feel like I say it over and over again about how find something you love and then it'll make you happy. But you really do see it. The people that I am good friends with, they have, a lot of them now have gone back to jobs that they love and they've done this. And I see such a difference in how it makes them feel, just like excited. Oh, I have a place to go. I have something different. And then I'll come home to my kids. But then you have more to talk about. Oh, what happened at work? And how did this go? And oh, I met this person and that person. And then we all get to talk about what we're working on. It just gives you more depth and
cool
belonging. Things. And then you have the support. It's like all those friends are out on my shows and doing all these things. And I'm there and I'd be the first one rooting for them as well for anything. And that's kind of what you want to keep close.
You don't want to lose yourself. I think the first thing, if we're being transparent, you know, did I lose Stephanie? You guys, Stephanie Turning Pages, and she's got a new song dropping on April 17th. Thank you for being here, Stephanie. You guys, what will you start up today? We'll see you next week. Be well. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.